The Osgood File, sponsored in part by The Coop from Verizon Wireless. With a big keypad and an easy-to-read screen, it's a hassle-free phone that's easy to use. This is Dave Ross. It's primary day again, this time in Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Only one Democrat can win, and that can mean only one thing. Time to redefine winning. More after this from Charlie. For Hillary Clinton, the definition of winning today's primaries would be if Barack Obama loses just one state.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Which would show, she says, that Democrats are having second thoughts.
And I believe that that's going to be a very significant message to the country.
Meantime, reporters, feeling guilty about their Obama infatuation, ran with the story of Tony Rezko. Rezko is the indicted businessman whose wife, on the same day the Obamas bought their Chicago home for a very good price, serendipitously bought the vacant lot next door.
There has been no allegations that I did anything wrong. There have been no allegations that I in any way betrayed the public trust. There have been no allegations that I did him favors.
Obama even ran an ad admitting that he is, in fact, fallible.
I'm reminded every day that I'm not a perfect man, and I won't be a perfect president. But I can promise you this. I will carry your voices to the White House, and I will fight for you every day I'm there.
Of course, Obama's only challenge at this point is to make sure that women are able to color in the bubble next to his name without fainting. Hillary Clinton is running ads, too, in which she admits to having nerves of steel.
It's 3 a.m., and your children are safe and asleep. Who do you want answering the phone?
Yes, in the final scene, we see Hillary answering the phone at 3 a.m., wearing a pantsuit, sending the unmistakable message that she'll be the first president to sleep fully dressed. Although, I counted up the phone rings in that ad, 6 rings before she picks up. Huh. That must be how long it takes to get out of bed and slide down the pole. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, March 4th, 2008.